We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action from my people.
There is a man by the name of Mr. Clark, and there is also another man by the name of Donald. You are both watching me saying, could it be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he is. Somebody, just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. You raised it up and God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me. You're an influential person. The Spirit of God says, hear the word of the prophet to you as a king. I will open that door that you prayed about. And when it comes time for the election, you will be elected.
Wake up, America! Wake up! You are about to give away one of the greatest gifts God has ever given to humanity. You are about to give it away because you refuse to stand up like those who came before you. It is time for us to stand up, folks. It's time for us to be unafraid, unashamed, and unabashed with the truth that we have in us. And tell those socialist bastards who want to destroy this nation, you will not do it on my watch. You will not do it now. You will not do it ever. Because this is America. And I don't come from some weak, jelly back people.
America will be stronger and greater than ever before.
I come from people who survived the Middle Passage and the potato famine, and who survived World War I and World War II and Vietnam and Korea, and survived the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Folks who survived 9/11 and thwarted the efforts of those who thought they were bullies. I don't come from a weak and ineffective people. And if you want this fight, you bring it. Because we are ready. Because we don't back down and we don't give up. We will fight for the life of this nation and we will fight for the future of our children. You don't believe it? You're going to get a lesson. The same way the British did, the same way the Germans did, the same way the Japanese did, the same way the communists did, the same way those terrorists over in the Middle East did. You're going to get a lesson in what free men will do to hold on to their freedom. So hold on to your hats, communists. Hold on to your hats, socialists. The patriots are coming.
Nation. Today's guest literally has returned from Hawaii. She could have stayed in Hawaii, but she decided to continue the mission to share the truth all across this nation. One of the first doctors or first academically accredited, one of the first serious scientists to expose the corruption of Dr. Anthony Fauci. She continues on her one-woman wrecking crew mission to expose the truth, and she has woken up so many people. She was featured in the Plandemic movie series that woke up so many people. She's a best-selling author, and before we invite her onto the show, I'm going to start off with this clip that nobody wants to watch, so here we go.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin.
Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're not.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the U.S. dollar.
One way.
Okay, so Dr. Mikovits, welcome onto the show. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Well, I would love to see if you could make sense of this for me and our listeners. You know, you've all know a Harari who's kind of like the spokesperson for the Great Reset. I mean, Klaus Schwab loves this guy. Top advisor for Klaus Schwab, praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, academia. He keeps saying that COVID-19 is about putting surveillance under the skin. What does that mean?
What that means is microchipping you or nano chipping you, so that they can intercept signals to your brain, theoretically, but they can't do that unless you let them implant it.
So that's their goal, theoretically.
Theoretically.
Now
can't do it technologically right now, and they know that. They know they've been trying to do that for 4 decades, and they can't do it. That's why they had to send the common cold out to scare everybody into getting chipped,
so
injected.
You've been working on this for a long time, this being exposing the corruption of big pharma. And I think a lot of people, when they hear the words you just said, it seems unbelievable. And so I wanted to see if on today's show, if you could break down a few of the characters and kind of the role they have. So this first character here, and again, the way we do the Thrive Time show here, folks, is I never tell Dr. Mikovits what I'm going to ask in advance. I never say this or don't say that. There's no teleprompter here. Okay. So I'm going to play this clip here. This is Ralph Baric. Most people don't know his name, but here.
Coronavirus is a pretty good, I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but
Quick, this would be Peter Daszak discussing Ralph Baric. Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance. Here we go.
Coronavirus is a pretty good, I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. It's just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Baric at UNC to do this.
Okay, so this guy here, Peter Daszak, and Ralph Baric. Who is Peter Daszak? Who's Ralph Baric? Kind of help us understand these characters.
Well, Peter Daszak, I understand, was the head of this EcoHealth Alliance. And that's about as far as I know. But Ralph Barrick is a PhD scientist at the University of North Carolina, who's been funded by Fauci for more than, I would say, just 25 to 30 years to create sequences, that synthetic viruses, if you will, the blueprint, the code, the mRNA, the code in order to try to hack your genome in some way, our DNA, to try and insert itself into our DNA and create a chimera that's called like part monkey, part mouse, if you will, since we're talking about humanized mice and humanized monkey cell lines, immortalized monkey cell lines. So these people have been in the bioweapon business funded by this one world order in order to take what God and nature has given humans, that's a unhackable genome that's protected from everything, and try to implant their code into our brain.
Now, this next guy, this is Ralph Barrick. This is the real deal, Ralph Barrick here. Here he goes. He's just going to let it rip here. This is Ralph Barrick, folks.
During the Ebola outbreak, there was about an 8 to 10% drop in the market. It then quickly recovered. I wanted to give you good news. You can, there are winners out there, right? So if you're looking at, if you want to be prepared and make money in the next pandemic, if that's what you want to do, buy stock in hazmat suit makers and protective clothing, or companies that make antiviral drugs of that particular pandemic, you'll probably do pretty well. There are actually mutual funds for pandemic preparedness. You can bet on anything in this country. Some products do well. 1918, including masks, same thing today. Pandemics really are times of opportunity, and I like George R.R. Martin's quote of chaos as a ladder. There's an opportunity for people to have political gain, financial gain, and personal.
What's this guy talking about? Who is this guy, and what is he talking about? Ralph Barrick.
Well, so Ralph Barrick is a PhD scientist who's, you know, basically been funded by Fauci and the WHO and Peter Daszak in their little gain of function scheme, which was illegal. He's been doing it for decades. And it was illegal until 2015. So they simply moved all the research offshore to China from Fort Detrick and University of North Carolina, from Gilead. He just told you pharmaceutical companies. Oh, so when we isolated the XMRVs in 2009 and showed them associated with neurological diseases and cancer, autism, psychosis. You saw Deborah Birx there on the beginning. Oh, you're the one that injected an HIV, quote unquote, mRNA synthetic vaccine. Only it wasn't mRNA, it was the J&J. It was that formulation of the spike protein, which we've known since 1980 is all you need to cause these diseases. So he mentioned Ebola. Oh, that was the little scam in 2014. The only word he said that was consistently wrong when he's talking about all the economic opportunities in their genocide programs, is the word is plandemic. You know, since 1918, always associated with a plan to take advantage of an economic opportunity in another disaster. We knew the Spanish flu had nothing to do with Spain, 1918, or influenza, as Lee Merritt tells you, other than to influence people that there's a reality. So the pandemic strain of influenza was driven by the DTP vaccination program in Kansas, as we all now appreciate. And all they did was just the same PSYOP that worked the last time. They can just buy your masks, folks. And that's why we've written the books from the beginning, because as long as you don't inject these poisons, these viruses, the word means poison. As long as you don't inject these synthetic viruses, mouse, monkey, and manufactured, you will not get disease. They cannot hack us.
Now, I've got one more nefarious character I would love for you to break down for us. Again, these are people that this is what they do. They run around generating fear, causing confusion, chaos. I'm just playing video clips of these people in their own words saying these things. I mean, this is...
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. And I think we overplayed the vaccines and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization.
Okay. Who's Deborah Birx? Where'd she come from? I think a lot of people are going, where did she come from?
Oh, well, that's what I just mentioned. So she's been involved in extermination programs. They're not vaccination or they're not immunization programs. Vaccination is an extermination program. She's been involved in from with the CDC and Robert Redfield. Oh, Robert Redfield headed the CDC in the early 90s. So they created an HIV vaccine that I just mentioned a minute ago. So they injected in the J&J format, the N-terminus, the sequence of the spike protein of HIV, of one of the deadliest strains or variants of HIV, and they injected it in the military. And the military started getting psychosis and neuroAIDS and AIDS and PTSD coming home and killing their family. So part of their game right now is to kill all the people they injected in the 90s with their illegal HIV. Notice how they've all said, oh, test for HIV now. You injected it all the way back then and we caught you then and we'll catch you now. She's a criminal. I hope she's convicted at Nuremberg 2.0. She knew exactly what she's doing. COVID-19 is premeditated murder of their four decades of unchecked, unsafety tested vaccination or extermination programs by the CDC, the World Health, and the NIH.
It's unbelievable. Now, I want to ask you a question here. This is my final rapid fire question for you. Then I want to tell people about some solutions you have for them. The good guys. I'm going to play this video clip here. Who are the good guys is my final question I'll have here for you. But because there's this thing called the Great Reawakening. I would like to think that, you're a big part of it. I'd like to think that Bobby Kennedy Jr. is a big part of it. But let me hit this. Let me hit play here.
There she is.
Sorry.
Tampa, Florida. Reawaken America tour event number two.
I need a haircut.
Look at that. 8,000 people all fired up to see ya.
Now, you've been one of the most consistent voices waking people up. And, you know, people are looking for voices of truth now. They're looking for people. So, and again, I know whenever I ask who are the people leading the Great Reawakening, I'm not trying to create an impossible situation for you where if you miss somebody's name that somehow, so I don't want to slight anybody. But you're in the fight. You went to Hawaii. You did a speaking event. You're all over the country. You're headed to Michigan now. Who are some of the voices that are really waking people up that maybe people need to know about?
Well, I mean, you can listen to the real Anthony Fauci and the acknowledgments in the beginning are like 20 or 30 minutes from the signers of the Great Barrington Declaration. We've got Lee Merritt. We've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's here in Ventura today with solutions. We've got General Flynn. We've got Sheila Holmes. We've got, I was last week in Hawaii with the great Dr. Stephanie Seneff. So we've been in it from the beginning, showing the poisoning of America. Just I could do the entire 15 minutes of just naming all those names, Peter McCullough, the people that show up at the events, the Great Awakening, even the pastors around the world. We're back here with Pastor Rob McCoy, that event, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. I mean, what awakening he did by spreading Plandemic, the movie, in the beginning and supporting this movement and never shutting his church. Too many heroes to even announce in a short show.
Well, let's do this then on today's abbreviated show. I want to give people a place they can go to find more about you and maybe even support you. You know, some people say, Clay, what can I do? And I say, you have no idea. I tell people this all the time. I say, you have no idea the kind of financial persecution that every one of the speakers on the Reawaken America tour has gone through. I could sit there and tell people the situation I go through with. Basically, my thing is because I organize these events, I get the lawsuits and the subpoenas because all of you guys are always being subpoenaed or in a litigation. So I always somehow find myself involved in that. But you, I mean, you've had agents come after you. You've had to hide in a boat. You've lost your career. You've lost. So again, I want to give people an opportunity. People say, how can I support? How can I help? I really want people to be able to know some solutions. So I'll tell this, I'll tell everybody this. If you buy anything today from the website, therealdrjudy.com, anything at all, you buy a book, you buy a supplement, anything at all that you buy today from therealdrjudy.com, then what you do is you take a screenshot of it. So I know you bought something. And then you text proof of purchase to my phone number, 918-851-0102. So you text proof of purchase of that today, and you'll be entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour at Trump Doral in Miami or to Las Vegas, Nevada for the Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas. So again, how does that work? You go to therealdrjudy.com. You buy anything at all. And when you buy something, take a screenshot of it so we know you did it. Text the following number, 918-851-0102, when you request tickets. And you'll be entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass when you buy a ticket. So, Dr. Judy, what kind of solutions do you provide here at therealdrjudy.com?
Well, we provide everything from re-education classes you hear see there, an online free course on how to detox from the jab. There are more than 50 books to get healthy in your brain, books to teach you how to heal with things like dimethylglycine. Essentially, every lecture I've ever given at Clay Clark and over the last 3 years is on that website, and some even back 10 to 15 wow. years. And then we have detox bundles from the Get Healthy store. We have Cardio Miracle. We have CBD solutions. Many of the things that you see there, the people, Ohio Brett, we have all the tapes from our tour with Ohio Brett in Hawaii, with Ed Dowd in Maui, just so much information on the website. So there's so much that the team has worked very hard the past year. So anything you do, as you know, all you ever cover for us is our cost to travel. We never ask for compensation, and true. How we pay this beautiful team that works for us is through what you buy,
yep.
and however little percentage we divide it by the people who put that website up. So,
and I want to point this out too. I want to point this out too, Dr. Judy. Just a big shout out to people. I want people to know this. You know, Mike Lindell, doesn't take a speaking fee. And what will you say? Why does he do it? Mike wants to save America. So what Mike does is Mike comes to the events. He sets up a MyPillow booth. And most of the speakers, how they're able to afford to do this is they set up a booth. So whenever you go to an Ohio Brett event or an event that I'm organizing or any event at all, I would encourage people to patronize, visit those vendors, because that's how they support themselves during this time where they're putting their personal lives on hold to run around the country and the world sharing the truth. And again, the legal bills are astronomical. The persecution doesn't end. And one way you can support the real Dr. Judy Mikovits is by going to therealdrjudy.com and buying anything. Dr. Judy, on today's abbreviated show, I'll give you the final word there, ma'am. What is it that you want to say to everybody out there who's anxiously taking notes?
Well, I want to say that the good news is before all those bad people you talked about started doing their PSYOP in 2019, we have the solutions, the patent, the healing all the way back to 2004. We cured HIV/AIDS. We cured Ebola. We stopped these pandemics. We stopped the Zika fraud. We stopped the XMRV fraud. And we can end this now as long as we all appreciate that God wins, love wins. God's given us all the solutions, and all we have to do is walk away.
Amen.